This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Welcome to the Stock Day Media Podcast. My name is Severt Copley, and I'm filling in for Everett Jolly. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. Last time he was on the show was about 4 months ago, January 22nd. I'm talking about no other than Dark Pulse Inc., trades on the OTC Pinks under the ticker symbol DPLS. And with us today is the CEO, Chairman, Founder, Mr. Dennis O'Leary, and he's going to run us up to speed. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me back. Pleasure.
Now, Dark Pulse Inc. is an infratech company that manufactures, installs, and monitors high-resolution sensor systems. And Dennis, you've been on the show before, but for our new listeners or people new to Dark Pulse, could you tell us a little more about that?
Sure. So high-resolution sensors, laser-based, there's two camps out there. One is bright pulsing, been out, about 20-some-odd years. And then dark pulsing, our patented technology, about the last 10 years. But this whole Brillion BOTDA, Brillion itself was discovered about 100 years ago by Leon Brion. And really the difference is very high resolutions using a dark pulsing system. The signal-to-noise ratio is really what gives us that edge. But then also, competitively, we can do stress, strain, and temperature on the same single mode fiber optic cable, bright pulsing systems. They just can't do that. There's a cross sensitivity. So really gives us, we're leagues ahead of everything else that's out there.
That's interesting. But what do these sensors measure?
So they actually, so it's basically a hunk of hardware, a black box we'll call it, a run of fiber optic cable. And the beautiful thing is that entire section of cable, no matter how many miles or kilometers it is the actual sensor, every square inch of that thing. So we're looking at temperature changes and stress changes, and really everything else that's handled is by our proprietary software, and we can convert that into, let's say, for instance, our Huncut Bridge project. We can alert engineers that, hey, there's a problem inside this bridge. Things have shifted. Pressures or you know, stresses have increased. Somebody needs to get out there and take a look.
That's really interesting. Now, Optilon is a company you acquired back in August of 2021, and it's a security and communications service provider for critical infrastructure. Now, are you planning on using these same sensors in the Optilon systems?
Yeah, so historically, Optilon was a systems integrator. They use other Brillion types of sensors. So really what's interesting, there's sort of a legacy project actually based in Kuwait, and word got out that we actually acquired Optilon. They were slated to actually install a legacy system, you know, due to contract agreements. And that customer has asked to switch to a dark pulse system because they want the latest and greatest, let's say. So that is the model for us, is to go back to, I guess legacy contracts, previous customers, and then also active contracts, and then offer the upgrade to a dark pulse system. So that's definitely one of our plans or strategy.
Now, for your Optilon acquisition, you engaged EIAP out of Houston. And a few weeks back, you issued an 8K about the re-engagement of EIAP. What can you tell us about that?
That's a great question as well. So, you know, there's interest in the latest move for the companies to make. And, of course, we did get a lot of questions about that. What we're doing is we're looking to acquire companies that bring revenues to the balance sheet for Dark Pulse. Now, of course, there's also the global market share that's interesting, bringing new products and services to our current offerings. And the thing is we basically decided, through an acquisition opportunity, and given the past success with the IAP, we just decided to use them again because of the success with the Optilon acquisition.
And speaking of success, since the acquisitions in August of Optilon, Remote Intelligence, Wildlife Specialist, TGM Electronics, and Terra Data Unmanned, your revenue went up by $10 million from zero. Yeah, what can you tell us about the company's strategy going forward to increase revenue and with its shareholders' equity?
Yeah, we'll look to, for the strategic acquisitions, again, focusing on adding revenue. We've also looked at costs across all the subsidiaries, and we're actually working towards consolidating sort of duplicate processes into a central hub, which will actually be based in our Houston office. This will streamline the back office operations, but more important, we're creating a system that will allow each company in the group to understand more fully the capabilities of other group members and then utilize those capabilities when bidding contracts, for example. So to simplify, basically be able to utilize those capabilities at will. So two quick examples. We have a 22-person engineering team based in India. There's a lot of design and engineering skills. Those capabilities could be used by any of the group of companies looking for sales engineering assistance, let's say, or perhaps software design. And then we look at TJM, our manufacturing subsidiary, multiple certifications in electronics, manufacturing for our drone design group, Teradata. They could utilize, building newly designed drone components. Really by working more closely together strategically, these alignments make us more competitive when it comes to bidding new opportunities or serving existing contracts.
Yeah, that's extremely interesting. And on the last year, you actually touched on Dark Pulse's foundational technology for emerging smart cities. And it's no secret you guys applied for the trademark Smart Road, and even more interesting, applied for the trademark Charging Lane. And there's talk of EV dynamic charging. What can you tell us about that?
The world is moving towards smart cities. And we believe, again, I've said it, that our Dark Pulse sensors will be the foundational technology to add in that transformation. And one important piece of the future of infrastructure as it relates to smart cities is mobility. So to that end, we are working towards a dynamic charging system whereby EV drivers will actually be able to charge their vehicles while driving on a highway. This would essentially eliminate the need for larger, more expensive, and actually heavier batteries.
Even that's unheard of.
It really is. Elon Musk, he actually announced, 1,000-mile capability. But you look at the cost and the expense around that. So it's just charging in the road, I think, is just the way to go. At least one of the options, right? And look what it'll do to the industry, right? It could possibly change auto manufacturing to the extent that, eliminate the need for a hybrid type vehicle, right? Because more importantly, you're offering drivers peace of mind here, right? Especially with respect to the extended range. Actually, what's really funny, the number one concern cited by non-EV drivers was range. They were afraid that, especially there's towns where, not much going on. The fear is, where do I go and charge this thing up? So
you're on the highway or something, you're done.
And we're creatures of habit. So even with a 1,000-mile charge, right, you're waiting 50 miles and then you're like, uh-oh, I have to charge this thing. Because I do it now with my car. I wait for the gas light to go on. So really, we believe dynamic charging is the answer. So,
yeah, that sounds like it. I saw you're doing the Smart Cities Connect this September. Well, what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so that's actually a really great forum. We're one of the platinum sponsors. It's actually September 26th through 29th. I have the opening keynote on that. And we're going to discuss, various things. The plan is to release the Huncut Bridge, which is this 3D user interface showing, real-time what's going on inside this bridge. We've also started programming the user interface into Unity game engine, so an engineer could virtually walk this thing with a virtual VR headset.
Yeah.
So we plan to basically launch the UI at the event, and then also we hope to be further along down the road, literally, in terms of dynamic charging. So keynote, we have about an hour of discussion. And we're actually giving away passes, 15 passes, VIP, for people to attend the event as our guest and actually have lunch with me and pretty much ask me whatever you like. So definitely looking forward to this. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Now, where can they find out more about Dark Pulse Inc.?
So the website, darkpulse.com. There's some good information there. Or, you know, on our Twitter, there's also a link to go to try to, you know, win these tickets. It's at Dark Pulse Tech, T-E-C-H. And, yeah, they can follow us on Twitter. They get a lot of good updates there. And, of course, you know, press releases. But I think the website and Twitter are the two best places, the best forums to get information.
Mr. Dennis O'Leary, he's the CEO, chairman, and founder of Dark Pulse. You can find them on the OTC Pinks under the ticker symbol DPLS, and they're up to some amazing stuff. Dennis, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hope to see you again in 30, 40 days. Give us an update.
Most definitely. Hey, it was nice to meet you. I really appreciate your time and look forward to talking again.
Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.